Why are you 8-1? Why have you guys looked so good?
Well, I think we're winning games because of the quality of guys that we have and the character we have in this locker room. And we're winning games because of culture, not because of schemes and not because of, you know, great plays that we're drawing up and anything like that. We're winning games because these guys just keep battling and they stick to the plan and they have a resolve to them and a togetherness and an unselfishness that, you know, it's kind of unique as far as how many guys we have doing that. And, you know, that's probably you attribute our success to that.
Winning because of culture. And that's an interesting concept for a team that has a lot of sophomores producing and then a couple of newcomers and grad transfers. So where was this culture when you have a lot of relatively new players established?
Well, you know, if some of the guys, I think a lot of it was established last year in, you know, the improvement that we made as a group, you know, and that showed up in how much better we were playing at the end of the year. When you compare that to what we were in November, there was tons of progress made. And, you know, so those, like those three sophomores, they learned all about what we do and what the way we do it in college basketball, how you have to do it. And, you know, and then we have a lot of veterans on this team that all those big guys have been here 3 years now. And Chandler's been here 4 years. And, you know, so you had a lot of veterans to be able to lead in that aspect. And then, you know, we lucked out with the transfers that we got as far as the quality of people they are. Because when you recruit a kid, you do everything you can to vet him and find out all about him, but you don't really know until you're in the trenches with them and working with them every day and what they truly are about. And you know, we couldn't have got better fits to get, you know, Lexus and Christian here, and the things they're doing have been just tremendous.
We're visiting with head coach Leon Rice here on Idaho Sports Talk. Bob and Chris, the Broncos will play Saturday against Sacramento State. Next game up, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Taco Bell Arena. So when you're out there trying to get Lexus Williams, trying to get Chris Sengfelder to come play for you, are they what you expected when you were looking at them on the court? I know you talk about them as people and maybe a little bit harder to evaluate, but did you get what you thought you were going to get?
Yeah, and even more. You know, when you recruit people, you kind of look and see, okay, if we make them the best they can be, what will they become? And you know, the one of the things that we needed Lexus to become is a great shooter. And he certainly has done that. Our two point guards are shooting a little, you know, right around 50% from three. And because of their shot selection, their unselfishness, I mean, they don't care how many shots they take. They just wait for the right ones. And when they're open, they take the right ones. And, you know, that's why they're shooting such a high percentage. But, you know, both these guys, the way they lead, the way they compete, the way they care about their teammates, unselfish, it exceeds my expectations, because I had high expectations for both of them, but, you know, they've exceeded that.
Coach Leon Rice joining us on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. And one of the things that continues to be impressive about the start, you mentioned the shooting, but on the other side of the ball, zone defense has been effective, also rebounding out of that zone, which today is one of the best rebounding margins in the country. So how did you establish a zone defense that is also really good at rebounding when the one negative part of a zone typically is getting the defensive rebounds?
Well, again, it goes, like I said, it goes back to these guys' character. We got guys that do their job, and they do their job for the teammates. I always tell them, you know, one of the most unselfish plays that people don't notice is a defensive blockout. You know, that, I mean, those are, that's one of the most, you know, offensive rebounding. You go get it, you might be able to put it back in, and, you know, so there can be a selfish entity to it, but being just blocking out your guy and doing your job every time, that's the most unselfish thing you can do as a basketball player. And we got guys doing that at the highest level. You know, they're doing their job and they're all doing it. And not just, you know, you look at that Oregon game, we got some crucial rebounds down the stretch because one guy would block him out and he wasn't quite big enough or good, you know, tall enough to get the rebound, but he would tip it. And the other guy, because he was doing his job, would be coming in to help him, he'd get the ball. We had like three of those in the second half that, you know, if you don't get those, you don't win that game.
Coach Leon Rice joining us on Idaho Sports Talk with Bob and Chris. Coach, it is fun to watch Chandler Hutchison and probably fun to coach him as well, especially when he gets a triple-double or a 20-10 like he did against Oregon. People can see that he's good. You see him every day in practice. He comes back for his senior year. How is he better now than he was last year?
Well, he's just, you know, his game is just on a, you know, it's on a path to greatness. And you know, it's headed that direction. It's been headed that direction for a while. And, you know, it took the big jump last year, and it's still headed in a positive direction. And that, you know, so as a coach, you're enjoying that journey with him, but, you know, you try not to just take it for granted, like, man, that guy just had a triple-double. I mean, he's putting them, you know, because sometimes you, because a guy gets really good, you expect it, and so you're like, well, that's going to happen. But, you know, as a coach, I want to be able to appreciate it every day. And you know, because the crazy thing about it, and I talked to our staff about this, we only have these guys for about 2.5-3 more months. And I mean, it goes by so quickly. I want to enjoy every second of these guys. And like you said, Chandler's a great player, and he's fun to watch. And, you know, that's why everybody needs to come out and see this team and get to Taco Bell Arena and support these guys, because they're doing all they can. And, you know, they're battling night in and night out together. They're representing us the right way. This is a great team, and you know, people need to come out and watch them.
And not only people coming out to Taco Bell Arena to watch, but some fans got to watch on SportsCenter when that full-court shot or the half-court shot went in. And what's the value of, you know, to lead SportsCenter and to lead those national sports shows? It was Boise State basketball there.
Well, the neat thing is, you know, I always joke with these guys, is I love milestones. Everybody's like, oh, that was a, you know, you broke the 46-game record. You broke the 154-game San Diego State when they led with 5 minutes to go. You know, because that means you're accomplishing something. And you're accomplishing something that, A, hasn't been done by somebody else, or, B, hasn't been done here before. And so, you know, that's progress, and that's what you want. And we went into a place that won 46 straight home games, which, I mean, think about the people they've had in there. That's, you're talking about 2.5, maybe 3 years of Pac-12 play. And, you know, a lot of good non-conference games and that kind of thing. And they hadn't lost. And so, you know, for us to go in there and be tough enough to just keep fighting and get it done, and, you know, I was really proud of our guys and really happy for them.
Coach Leon Rice with us, and I know you're mainly focused in on Boise State, but I'm sure you keep an eye out on the Mountain West. How do you think the conference has done so far in pre-league play?
Well, there's been some really good moments, and you know, we got a lot. I knew this at the start of the year. We got a lot of good teams this year, and but Chris, you know, I got to control what I can control, and that's our team. And so, yeah, we're rooting for them in the non-league, but you know, we just have to keep getting better and, you know, focus on what we do and Boise State. And if we continue to do that, then things will always seem to work out. But our league's off to a pretty good start and, you know, real close to being a great start. So we just got to, you know, be able to finish these next couple weeks up good.
We got just a few games left in the non-conference. Coach, thanks for being with us, and keep this hot start up. You guys have looked real good.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.